From Dr. Seuss to Game of Thrones, from The Hungry Caterpillar to Hamlet, a whole library of edible art was on display Monday inside the Miller Center at St. Cloud State University. The Edible Book Festival is a part of National Library Week and is celebrated across the nation. The basic concept of the festival is to represent a piece of literature with food. Festival organizer Kathy Coates says entrants can depict their chosen story in many different ways.
You can do that by representing the title, you can do a pun on words, you can represent a concept in the book. There's lots of different ways you can do it. For example, one year we had Oliver Twist, and it was olives in the shape of an R and then a bread twist.
The Edible Book Fair began 3 years ago at SCSU and was originally a part of the Miller Center's 10-year anniversary celebration. This year's first place winner was a Rice Krispie rainbow fish. The rainbow fish art was created by Paiying Li. Li was inspired to enter the contest by a popular television show.
I think I was mostly inspired by Cake Boss because I watched that show like crazy.
The rainbow fish was one of her favorite childhood books.
The rainbow fish was the first book that was translated into my language, which is Hmong. And I think it really inspired me to do it based on this book because it was also one of my favorite children's books.
Rice Krispies were not the only thing Li used in her edible art.
Mostly Rice Krispie treat for the base of the fish. I put brown sugar to make it replicate sand, and gel icing for the water along with Jell-O, and then I used isomalt sugar to make the coral reefs.
Li just finished up her undergraduate degree in human relations and will begin graduate school next fall studying higher education. However, Li is still unsure if she'll enter next year's Edible Book Festival.
Possibly.
Reporting for KVSC, I'm Justice Sanchez.